Right. Good day to everyone. And let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we bow in your presence right now, united in adoration of who you are. You are the all-merciful, all-powerful, all-truthful, all-good, all-knowing God. You are all-sufficient, and we worship you today. We thank you that you are above us and go before us, that you are one who is for us and who is with us. Thank you, Jesus, for living the life that you lived and dying the death that we deserved, rising victorious for our justification, and ascending to the right hand of the throne of God on high, where you are fully engaged on our behalf and interceding for us even now. We thank you, O Spirit of the living God, for your ministry in us, and we ask you that you would fall afresh upon us today. Break us and melt us and mold us. Fill us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us this hour. Revive true religion within us and stir us to advance your kingdom as we listen to your word now and as we speak to you in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder how you would describe 2021 in your life. How would you describe God in this last year? How might you describe your Christian life this past year? I listened recently to a couple of podcasts with Joel Beakey as he was being interviewed, and he talked about three things that he prays every single morning as he begins his day and throughout his day. They challenged me, and I want to share these three prayer requests, simple prayer requests that we could pray every day. I've been trying to do that since I listened to those podcasts, and trying to make that a daily habit in my life. And they could be three simple requests that could kind of frame our prayer time today and also our prayer time as we launch into 2022. They're very simple. I'd encourage you to write them down and to use them in your life as you see fit. The first request that he makes every day is, Lord, make us faithful. Lord, make us faithful. You know, God is the great promise keeper, and every biblical promise is guaranteed by the cross of Jesus Christ. And it's secured by the yes and the amen of our risen Savior. Someone has said that the faithfulness of God is rooted in four pillars of God's character: his holiness, his goodness, his power, and his truth. And what a blessing it is today to pray to a faithful God. And when we pray, Lord, make us faithful, we are really saying, Lord, help us to look at your faithfulness, which will drive and fuel our faithfulness to you. We can be faithful because of God's promises to us. And as has often been said on this call, part of prayer is simply reverently and simply reminding God of his promises and his word. I remind you today that faithful is God who has called us, who also will do it. So we could pray today and every day, Lord, make us faithful. Not, Lord, make us successful, as the word, or as the world rather, defines success, but Lord, make us faithful to you. That means, Lord, make us full of faith in your promises and let us act upon those promises each and every day. Jesus asked a compelling question late in his ministry. He says, when the Son of Man returns to the earth, will he find faith? Will he find faithful men and women? men and women who are trusting the promises of God. Of course, this prayer for Lord, make me faithful could be based on what we want to hear at the end of our race as we enter in the presence of our God. Well done, good and faithful servant. We could pray, Lord, make us faithful in the little things, for as we're faithful in the little things, then God begins to entrust us with greater things. I think of an old song. We don't sing it much, but it says, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, who gave his son my soul to save and fit me for the sky. Help me to watch and pray and on thyself rely, and let me ne'er my trust betray, but press for realms on high. Lord, please make us faithful. Secondly, Lord, make us fruitful. Make us fruitful. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Lord, make me fruitful. Lord, make us fruitful in prayer. Part of that fruit that Jesus is talking about must be somehow related to prayer, for just a verse or two after that statement about the vine and the branches, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And then he adds, by this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. So in the midst of all of this talk about fruit bearing is the idea of prayer. So Lord, make us fruitful in prayer. Another area is to be fruitful in praise. And that's one thing I love about this group. There is so much praise that comes from our lips. I think of Hebrews 13:15. Hebrews 13:15 says, let us continually offer up sacrifices of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Lord, make us faithful. Lord, make us fruitful. Fruitful in prayer, fruitful in praise. How about fruitful in our attitudes and our spirit-led attitudes? We won't go into these. We know these very well, but the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, make us fruitful. Make us faithful in those attitudes and that fruit of the Spirit. And then finally, not only prayer and praise and attitudes, but how about let's pray, Lord, make us fruitful in good works and in ministry, in good works and in ministry. And we have the great example of Paul's prayer in Colossians 1:10, who says that he's praying for the Colossians as we should pray for one another. Lord, let us walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit in every good work. Over in 1 Peter chapter 4, he's talking about the gifts that God has given to us. And he talks about the fact that if we've been given a gift, we should use it for his glory. So, Lord, let's pray together today. Make us fruitful in our prayer life, in our praise, in our attitudes, in our actions, our ministry. And then finally, Lord, make us useful. Lord, make us useful. So faithful, fruitful, and useful as we end 2021, as we begin 2022. Again, this kind of relates to prayer, I think, in some ways. For example, and we ought to pray, Lord, make us useful in our prayer time. The effectual, fervent prayer avails much. In other words, it's very, very useful. It's productive for the kingdom of God and the revival of true religion. Useful to others. Useful to others. On this call, we are so blessed to have many, many pastors and church leaders, but the vast majority of us are are members of a local church, and we don't have a leadership capacity necessarily. But I think of Mark, John Mark, that is, who, as you know, had some early relational dynamics with the Apostle Paul, where Paul didn't want to take him on that missionary journey, the second one. But at the end of his life, Paul writes to Timothy, "Timothy, I want you to come to me. And when you come, please bring Mark, for he is very useful to me for ministry." 2 Timothy 4:11. Speaking on behalf of pastors and church leaders, I know how encouraging it is to them to have John Marks in their life that are very useful. So let's pray for that as we seek to develop godly character. Or you could also jot down Philemon. The story of Philemon's interesting. It's about a slave and Onesimus, named Onesimus. And Paul writes to Philemon, who was the owner of Onesimus. He says, "I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment." In other words, Paul led him to Christ when he was in prison. "Formerly he was useless to you, but now he's indeed useful to you and to me." And the word Onesimus means useful, so it's a play on words. Please let me have Mr. Usefulness for my ministry assistant. And then he says, I want you, Philemon, to have some Onesimus, some benefit, from some usefulness from me. Refresh my heart in the Lord. Perhaps as we pray for church leaders, pastors, those that teach us the word of God, we could pray, "Lord, let us refresh their hearts in the Lord today," much like Onesimus refreshed the heart of Paul. Lord, make us useful in prayer, make us useful to others, and make us useful in our service to you. Just close with that that word picture in 2 Timothy chapter 2, around verse 20, 21, where he talks about vessels that are sometimes used in dishonorable ways, or dishonorable vessels, and others that are honorable vessels for the master's use. And we want to be those kind of vessels that are fit, profitable, prepared for the master's use, meet for the master's use, as 2 Timothy 2:21 says. One of those stanzas in A Charge to Keep I Have says, "To serve this present age, my calling to fulfill, O God, may it all my powers engage to do my master's will." So here are three simple prayers, my brothers and sisters, friends in Christ today. Lord, make us faithful. Lord, make us useful. Lord, make us fruitful. And, you know, you can use those in the daily routines of life, just before you pick up the phone, or you're going to have a meeting with someone, or just before you enter your church building on Sunday, as you work through relationships, even as we think of people with health challenges, we can pray this prayer for them. Lord, in the midst of deep affliction, make them faithful and fruitful and useful. So let me just close in a brief word of prayer and turn it back to Rick. Lord, we ask these three petitions of you this day. We ask that as a united prayer group, that you would fit us for the service that you have for us and the ministries that you have given to us. Lord, we especially pray that in the area of the revival of true religion, true piety, and in the advancement of your kingdom as we go and evangelize the lost and comfort the afflicted and encourage the weary and those who are lost in their trespasses and sins. Would you please make us effective, productive, useful servants that are faithful to your word, that we would bear much fruit for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.